This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
So I got a couple of things we're going to get to non-sports in a minute, but just quickly on the baseball, because it does warrant a couple of minutes. We've got opening day less than 2 weeks away now with the Mets and the Yankees. The Yankees are playing the Brewers. I remember that.
Who's the opening day starter for the Yankees, by the way? Do you know?
Should be Max Fried.
No, it's not going to be him.
Not going to be Max Fried.
No, that would take him off his schedule.
Oh, come on. We're doing that again?
Oh, that's what they said. I didn't say that.
I just assumed it would be Max Fried. Okay,
so
whatever.
You're not paying attention.
I don't know.
They said that.
Well, I wasn't here for a couple days, so
and
no,
then,
I was not paying attention.
If it rains on opening day.
Then what do we do?
Then is he back on schedule?
And it was Marcus Stroman that didn't want the home opener last year because it was going to throw him off schedule.
Yeah, I don't get this, man.
Well, this is this new day and age of baseball and the baseball players. It's sickening, to be quite honest. But when they make the money they make, they can do what they want. My question to you was going to be about the Mets, though, because, you know, they've got pitching. I think they've got pitching issues, but you never know. We'll see. But the thing with Jeff McNeil, this... So Brett Beatty is going to play second base, I do believe.
An interesting day, his first day at second base.
Well, he did, made a nice play, then made a bad play.
Yeah.
When I ask you about the 2024 Mets, obviously you're going to give me the OMG.
Yeah, Jose Iglesias.
Of course.
Sign him. Let's go. Get him back in here.
Well, he's in San Diego now, so he can do that.
Oh, he did sign in San Diego?
Minor league deal when you were away. Minor league deal when you were away.
Oh, I didn't know that when I was away?
Yes. See, you're not paying attention.
Oh, I didn't pay attention to that.
That's amazing.
That hurts me. I was holding out hope that he was going to end up signing with the Mets.
Nope, minor league deal with the Padres. Even spoke to the media about it. So, but I think you would agree he was a huge part of the story. If I asked you for one other guy that you thought was a big part of the story down the stretch and then even into the postseason, I'm wondering if we're on the same page here.
Yeah, Jesse Winker.
Okay, yeah, that. But yeah, he had his
Francisco
moments.
Francisco Lindor.
Sure, I was going to go Luis Angel Acuña, though.
Acuña, okay.
Who I thought fit in beautifully, and I think at the age of whatever the hell he is, 21, he's so young, he acted and played like a mature veteran, gave you some pop, played a great infield, and I would think while I know Brett Beatty has a big upside too, you're moving him from where he was a third base and moving him to second base. And I don't want to hear about all these rules with the up and down, minor league, major league. They got enough money. They can deal with all that crap. Why would you not put Acuña at second base?
Yeah, that's a big question. Somebody loves them, some Brett Beatty over there. That's for sure.
And I know he was a highly rated prospect.
He is. And I think sometimes when you put a guy where he's not comfortable, you end up really hurting your team.
And you could hurt his progression, too.
And you hurt your defense. You hurt your pitching staff. And, you know, you already lost your best catcher.
Mm-hmm.
So now there are two positions that are in a state of flux, if you will.
There's no doubt.
When you obviously, now, Acuña may not be a great hitter just yet. He may not be ready for that. But there's got to be a reason why they are trying to do this. Because it would seem that Acuña would be the perfect fit for that.
I think so. And if you want to, like I said, if you want to give me all the service time crap, not interested in the conversation. Because with the Mets ownership now, to me, you should just play the best guys when they're ready. And I thought he, to me, last year played a major part, or I shouldn't say a big part in what they did towards the end. Remember in Atlanta? He was great in Atlanta. And you look at the numbers, he gave you some pop. And I also thought some clutch at bats, plays a great field. And I'm not taking anything away from Brett Beatty. Maybe the Mets just need to figure out if Brett Beatty can play or not at this level. perhaps that's part of it. I just think if you want to get out to a good... I always think back last year, and they wound up going to the NLCS, so they worked through it. But I will never, ever get the image out of my head or the video of Gary, Keith, and Ron at Citi Field in April and talking about, you know, crappy day, no
who
one in the ballpark.
Who's the guy that threw his glove up into the stands?
Oh, the pitcher. Was that the pitcher who then ripped the team and then, yes. then they got rid of him? Right, so you were talking about a team that was, like, in shambles in
April.
Yeah,
we were talking about the trade deadline where they were going to trade people like Pete Alonso as opposed to adding people.
Correct.
But I also do remember last year, and I do want to give credit where credit is due. Both Steve Cohen and David Stern said that they believed in the team when the team was not playing mm-hmm. well. And it was easy for the, like, I remember sitting here talking about their comments saying, well, they have to say that. But I actually believe now that they truly believe that they had a good team and it was just going to take time to get it going. And I give them credit for seeing it before we saw it, because we were here talking about approaching the trade deadline and getting rid of players as opposed to adding players.
Right, and basically not even discussing the Mets anymore because they were a non-factor and were brutal.
And this is why, and just so I could weave a little hockey in here, is that while the Rangers have been very disappointing, a number of players have had really off years, here they are. They sit within an opportunity to get to that last wild card spot. Now, they're going to end up playing Washington in the first round if they get there. Mm-hmm. And the question is can they play against a team within their division that they're used to playing against?
Yeah, well,
can they steal one?
Here's the thing for the Rangers for me, and I truly believe this. Just get in. And the reason I say that is they have the goalie. If Shesterkin gets on a run, they can do damage. We saw it last year. This has been a strange season, because remember early on when they were playing so well, you were like, it was fool's gold. You didn't feel great about it.
I didn't.
And I'm sitting there telling you, well, the record is what it is. The points are what they are. And then they hit just a dead spot in the season where they were awful. Well, here they are. It's a good win last night. Just get in. And you've got the goalie tandem.
I know. But the amazing thing is they had lost four in a row, even though they got points in two of those four losses. But
just get in.
This to go back to the Met discussion, this is like how we felt about, you know, when the trade deadline was happening for the Rangers and they were moving guys around and Chris Drury's making all these decisions. Like last year, David Stearns kind of like was trying to calm the waters, if you remember. And I think that, you know, many people on this station, probably including yours truly, not quite as loud and boisterous as some of the other people on this station. However, still did not believe that that team was going to go as far as it did.
No, and a big part of the conversation on this radio station and written about too, and maybe finally we can end this conversation, is, well, you know, they've got nine teams they've got to jump over. Which is fine, but when you're in June and July and you've got 100 games to go, just take care of your business, and one by one, you can leapfrog over these teams. You know, and the Mets proved it last year.
Every single one of us learned a valuable lesson last year, and that is, don't jump to conclusions too early. And, you know, this team made it all the way to the NL Championship.
Yeah, and gave the Dodgers a little bit of run for their money.
Think about that for a second. I mean, this is a team that last year got off to an awful start. Francisco Lindor is always off to an awful start. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, that's not going to be the case again this year. Hopefully, they'll get out to a reasonably good start. You know, I'm not looking for 12-0. You know, give me like an 8-4 start, something like that. And then build from there. But
well, that was my point about.
But I think there's real expectations now, especially with adding Juan Soto. Come on.
Well, there's World Series expectations, and anything short of that is not up to par.
If the Dodgers stay healthy, nobody's beating the Dodgers.
Perhaps, although we have seen the Dodgers have the highest payroll in years past and not win. Matter of fact, the Dodgers don't win often.
Last year, I know, but if they stay healthy, they're going to win.